Give me your level.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
You sound low. Try again.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay. Just raise the volume. Your voice is never too loud for me, honey.
Y vuelve el mentado y nos que viene azotando. La está botando, lo está acabando, la está matando. ¡Cha! ¡Ay, ay, ay, chiquitita!
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what time is it, Jeff?
This is like a real morning show, Carolyn.
Exactly. We're doing a real morning show today.
It is 7:08 a.m.
Oh, that's not early, please.
On Tuesday, January 7th.
That's not really early.
2020, Carolyn.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 2020.
Isn't it weird, Jeff?
Is this our second podcast of the new year?
Yes, exactly. Our second podcast already.
Two for the new year so far, everybody.
Yeah, I know. How exciting, man. So, guys, I announced yesterday, Jeff. Did you see that I announced what I announced, Jeff? That we're going to start doing YouTube?
YouTube, yeah.
So, we're getting our studio fixed, hopefully this weekend, next week, and just getting it ready so when you guys see us.
Well, it's ready just to make it look nicer.
It's disastrous right here. It's disastrous around the area.
But one thing about our podcast, compared to many podcasts I've checked out, our sound's really good.
Our podcast is good.
I don't mean the quality of what we talk about. I mean the actual audio quality of this podcast.
I said the quality, too. I mean, the
blows
content.
Away the content.
The content. What do we talk about, you know?
We talk about nonsense.
Oh, okay.
But it's time to get a little more serious in this podcast.
Yeah. Hey, listen. So an article came out the other day, which actually pisses me off because, Jeff, you know what? When you're in the public eye, it's okay if they talk about you, right? I mean, you don't mind they talk about you, right? But if they start talking about it, for example, they start making fun of our son Jackson. I think that's where... That should be off limits, right?
Like children?
Children should be off limits of
celebrities. Unless they're troublemaking children.
No, they're not. No.
Is it okay to pick on Felicity Huffman's daughter?
I don't know.
She's 18.
Well, anyway, she claims she didn't know her mother was doing that.
Right,
and then they took away her endorsements from Sephora. So
was that the one that had the endorsements?
Yes. No, that's the other daughter. That's the other daughter.
That really pretty one, that Olivia, whatever.
Yeah, Olivia Jade. So they took away all her endorsements from Sephora, but I think she's making a little comeback,
Back. She has a lot of YouTube. She makes a lot of money off YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're going to be doing YouTube. We need to make money.
Do you know who the rich person on YouTube is? You know who makes the most money? You know who made $26 million on YouTube last year?
It wasn't us.
No, did you see the story about who it was?
No, who was it?
It's an 8-year-old kid who reviews toys.
Really?
We got to get Jackson in front of a camera.
Seriously. Come on, Jackson. Start talking already.
He does talk.
You ever see what he...
No, he talks.
Jeff, hold on. So, you know what? I don't want to get on the baby thing here too much, okay? But... When Jackson, I give him my phone, so, you know, because I need to do some things around the house. I go, here, take my phone, and he'll watch, like, Peppa Pig or, you know, Esme and Roy.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, next thing I know, he's like, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, I turn around, I'm like, he's talking with my sister,
he's
my mom.
He's calling people.
He's calling people now.
He calls people, I know.
So he's figured out the phone, okay? He's 2 years old. He's figured out the phone.
Yeah. Well, he's almost 2 and a half. He's
28 months.
He'll be 29 months
in
a week.
Okay, give it a rest, Jeff. You're always like trying to push his age.
What do you
mean? By the time you know, he'll be 3. No, he's not going to be 3 yet.
I told my son, no fat chicks.
Oh, stop.
That's what I told him, right?
Yeah, okay, that's not nice. I'm sorry. Fat is beautiful. My mother, I come from a family where they're chubby people. Who cares?
Really?
Yeah.
Fat's beautiful?
Fat's beautiful.
I know you can't fat shame people.
You can't fat shame people
anymore. You can't make fun of people being fat.
No, you can't.
There's no jokes allowed anymore?
No, no jokes.
Thank God for Ricky Gervais, right?
I did.
Thank God somebody can still make jokes.
I gotta tell you.
The old Don Rickles in a way, like really, except he's a little more sour than Don Rickles. Right?
But I gotta tell you,
welcome to the 77th annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais. Thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did.
So you like Ricky Gervais?
I do like him.
Because he goes after Hollywood.
Can I tell you something, Jeff? People like applauded him or like, go, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the one with Netflix. Remember he said if you're on Netflix or Apple or Amazon, right? He said Amazon.
Well, he's British.
Yes, I like to. Anyway, he said because they are not American company,
oh,
right?
Oh, don't ruin his joke.
Oh,
my
say
God.
It, say it then. Say it, find it.
He said if ISIS had a streaming service, they'd call their agent.
Yeah, but then he said if you...
He said Apple runs a sweatshop right after
exactly.
they showed... Right after they showed Tim Cook. My favorite moment was when they he made some really some joke about Felicity Huffman making license plates for his limo because she's been in jail again.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And they went to a shot of Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks looked like he had sucked on a lemon.
I know.
Like, Tom Hanks looked stunned. Because nobody does this kind of humor anymore.
NBC clearly don't care either, fifth time. So, I mean, Kevin Hart was fired from the Oscars because of some offensive tweets. Hello? Lucky for me, the Hollywood Foreign Press can barely speak English.
See?
And they've no idea what Twitter is. So
Twitter.
I got offered this gig by fax.
Twitter.
But Jeff,
Twitter, fax. Fax joke. Come on. Yeah. A fax joke. That's so great. It's like, it's funny.
Find the where he says about you have no right, political speeches.
Oh, my God, yeah.
If you're on Netflix, shut the F up, he said, remember?
Okay, yeah, he called Joe Pesci Baby Yoda.
Yes. By the way, Yoda, why is that trending so much
because
now?
Because it's a streaming show on Disney. Let me see how. Let me show my wife how I'm in the loop here. There's a show on the Disney streaming service.
Yeah.
What's it called? Disney Plus?
I don't know. Honestly,
it's
I don't
Apple
know.
Plus. Anyway,
I don't know.
The Disney streaming service.
Yeah.
Called The Mandalorian, mm-hmm. which is a Star Wars prequel, I believe.
Yeah.
And in that, they have the Baby Yoda, which everybody says is very cute.
Oh, so that was the top gift people wanted to get their
yes,
kids.
Yes, yes, Baby Yoda.
But you know
Yoda's
what? It doesn't
huge.
Stop there now, Jeff. It's continuing. They're
really?
Also doing Baby Yoda cookware, too, now.
See?
I mean, they're really, really trending, you know that?
Imagine having a baby Carolina, a little doll that never shuts up. wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, okay.
Hold on, let me see.
So, let's go out with a bang. Let's have a laugh at your expense,
see?
Shall we? Remember, they're just jokes.
Wow.
We're all going to die soon, and there's no sequel.
There's no sequel.
Yeah, remember that.
Shot of Amy Poehler.
But you
laughing.
All look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So,
oh, my God.
No. Shush. It's her daughter I feel sorry for, okay? That must be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her. And her dad was in Wild Hogs, so...
You know, a little inside joke. Wild Hogs is a shitty movie with...
I actually like that movie.
Well, you know,
it was cute.
Yeah, but it's like, it's so, not an award yeah, winner, you know?
Keep going. What else?
Hold on.
Lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone... Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. But
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, but he's setting up a joke, obviously.
Baby Yoda. Oh, that's Joe Pesci, sorry.
But no shot of Joe Pesci.
I love
Pesci.
You, man. Don't have me whacked.
Don't have me whacked.
But tonight isn't just about the people in front of the camera.
Here.
In this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world.
There we are.
People from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow.
Oh, gosh.
He's coming for you. Look, talking of all you perverts, it was a big year... It was a big year for paedophile movies.
Paedophile.
Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes... Shut up. I don't care.
I like that. I really do.
Many talented people of colour were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood Foreign Press are all very, very racist. So,
that's
fifth
him.
Time. So,
Tom Hanks looks like...
We
stunned.
Were going to do an in memoriam this year, but when I saw the list of people that had died, it wasn't diverse enough. It just... No. It was mostly white people.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, nah. Not on my watch.
That's pretty damn funny.
Maybe next year. Let's
here's a joke.
Let's see what happens. No one cares about movies anymore. No one goes to the cinema. No one really watches network TV. Everyone's watching Netflix. This show should just be me coming out going, well done, Netflix. You win. Everything. Good night.
Okay, we're not going to play the whole thing.
No, but I want to do that speech. If you have an award, get up here.
Win.
But no, we got to drag it out for 3 hours. You could binge watch the entire first season of Afterlife instead of watching this show.
Afterlife.
That's a show about a man who wants to kill himself because his wife dies of cancer, and it's still more fun than this. Okay.
Oh my God! Hold on.
Spoiler alert: season two is on the way, so in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, God.
Shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care.
Oh, my God. I was so...
You had to make your own way here in your own plane, didn't you? Right. But seriously, most films are awful, lazy, remakes, sequels. I've heard a rumour there might be a sequel to Sophie's Choice. I mean, that'd just be Meryl Streep going, well, it's got to be this one then.
Do you know what I'm talking about? What's that? What?
All the best actors have jumped to Netflix and HBO, you know.
Here we go.
And the actors who just do Hollywood movies now do fantasy adventure nonsense. They wear masks and capes and really tight costumes. Their job isn't acting anymore. It's going to the gym twice a day and taking steroids, really. Have we got a?
See that bomb.
Have we got an award for most ripped junkie? No.
Most ripped junkie.
No point. We know we'd win that. Martin Scorsese, the greatest living director, made the news for his controversial comments about the Marvel franchise.
He said
they're not real cinema and they remind him of theme parks. I agree. Although I don't know what he's doing hanging around theme parks. He's not big enough to go on the rides, is he?
He's short. Get
tiny.
It?
Tiny.
Yes.
Like you, Carolina.
Short.
Right. I'm kidding.
The Irishman was amazing.
Where's that part?
It was amazing.
Is that coming up yet? I mean, I want to hear this whole speech again.
You're nearly 50, son. The world got to see James Corden as a fat pussy.
No, not that, not that. Fast forward that.
Furball. She's old school.
That's the pussy.
Shops in China. So, well,
Here we go.
A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China.
Apple.
So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, yeah. Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God,
and get them off the stage.
Exactly.
That's it.
I guess I like that he said that. You know,
they go to Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks has this look in his face like, oh, my God, I can't believe he said this.
Anyway, listen, Jeff.
I just played Mr. Rogers.
Oh, by the way, listen, stay with you before I go. You interrupted our story about why don't touch kids.
Yeah, go ahead.
But no, let's go back to Golden Globes. So they were doing yesterday, Jeff, a list of the best dressed and the worst dressed women.
Yes.
I mean, everyone. I'm just going to touch on one. J-Lo. I love J-Lo.
Ew.
Everyone was like saying that is a horrible dress. I mean, everyone. But then Vanity Fair posts, she's one of the best dressed women. Okay, kissing ass. I'm sorry, but J-Lo, that was the worst dress you've ever had. It was a big present. You had a big bow on you.
She had a big bow, right?
Oh, horrible. Even Enrique Santos, you know, Jeff, who was her friend,
said something?
He compared her to Jesus Christ wearing a robe.
Really?
Oh, I was like, oh, my God. But, you know, I wouldn't do that.
I am J-Lo. I could wear anything. I picture her talking like the queen. I really do.
But then after that, Jeff, she changed for one of the parties.
She changed,
let her hair down.
For one
down.
Of the parties.
Yes.
But she stayed in the same dress at the event.
No, she changed.
At the event?
No, she stayed in the event. She stayed in that bow tie.
But later on, they go to Hollywood parties,
yes,
right?
Yes, she changed. She looked
great.
Oh, all
right. But that's not, you know.
What she wore at those parties, she should have worn it to the Golden Globes event. I wasn't feeling that dress.
How about Gwyneth Paltrow?
I liked the way she was dressed.
Out?
Yeah, I mean, that was a boobs event.
It looks like she had two dirty coffee filters over
Did you see Kerry Washington, though? Everyone was talking about her.
Yeah, she had her boobs out, right?
Yeah, big time, man.
But she doesn't even have any, you know, they're not even big, and it's just kind of weird. It's weird when women wear that shirt thing, and like it's like the, you know, there's some sort of tape involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where her.
Oh, yeah. They won't pop out because they're taped in.
They're taped in.
Yeah. By the way,
Do you think that's duct tape or scotch tape?
Yes, Jeff, it's duct
masking tape.
Masking
tape, electrical tape. What kind of tape?
Yes,
Jeff. Do you think it's crazy glue?
It's double-sided tape, Jeff.
Do you think it's titty glue? Is that what they sell? Booby glue?
But listen,
we sell booby glue here.
I saw Hustlers, the movie, yesterday.
Oh, you watched Hustlers, yeah.
number one movie for me so far. Well, it was 2019. But
okay,
it was,
yeah, time
it was
to
a
catch
good
up.
But it's a good movie, man.
See, we've been so busy with the baby, not to bore people with the baby stuff, but we've been so busy. We don't watch movies when they come out now.
No, because we have a little guy that's running around all day nonstop, right, Jack?
Yeah, and I think Jack Rico recommended. Jack Rico really liked Hustlers, right?
Yeah,
I believe Jack
fact, yeah.
Rico said something about J-Lo winning an award, but apparently J-Lo did not win the award, didn't I, for that movie? No.
No, she did not win. But you know what? I could see her being worthy of that nomination. She did a great job.
Yeah. I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
How was it?
It's excellent.
Really?
And Brad Pitt, I said to my, I watched it and I said, wow, Brad Pitt should win an award for this. And guess what?
He did, right?
He won Best Supporting Actor. Brad Pitt plays a stuntman. He plays Leonardo DiCaprio's stuntman double, and he's really funny. It's believe it or not, it's a funny movie.
Is it really?
But it's a drama too.
Well, I'll tell you something,
and
Jeff.
It's set in 1969. And it's very well done. I
Brad
mean, I can
Pitt.
See how people get. I can see how some people. Somebody I spoke to said they were bored by it, which I could. Sometimes I can understand, like when people are bored.
Watch Hustlers; you will not
like.
Be bored.
Really?
Really good movie. Brad Pitt was probably the number one best dressed man there. He's just so elegant. He's an
he's
elegant man.
He's got that
man.
Long hair though. Like,
no,
now,
it
right?
wasn't. No, it's not that long. No. No, it's...
Brad Pitt's hair is long.
No, it's not that long.
Yes, it is.
It wasn't that long.
It's as long as when it was in the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, I didn't see that
like
movie.
He's wearing his hair long.
But he looked good, though. He looked really good. Elegant. I gotta tell you, he looked very elegant.
He probably has, it's probably a $5,000 tuxedo.
Meanwhile, you're seeing, when he was saying, I came with my mom, because every time I come with someone, they automatically think I'm dating someone. So, and then Jennifer Aniston was there just staring at him. You know that?
Brad Pitt really went with his mother?
He went with his mother, he said. Yeah.
How old is Brad Pitt's mother? It can't be that old, right?
Oh, I don't know.
And then again, Brad
know.
Pitt's... How old is Brad Pitt? 55?
56, 57. He's up there. Yeah, he's up there.
He looks good.
He looks very good.
Right? He does look good.
He's got money, Jeff. He's got money. So let's go back to why kids should not be touched, okay, of celebrities, all right? So did you hear what happened this past week, Jeff? Vanity Fair film critic Kay Austin Collins was... commenting on a photo that appeared over the weekend of Blue Ivy, who's Beyonce's daughter.
Oh,
Beyonce and another woman, okay?
Yeah, I'm sick of Blue Ivy.
No, but come, she's a little ahead. She's a little girl.
How old is she?
This so she's I think she's 9, I believe. No, 7 years old. She's 7 years old.
Okay.
So what did Kay Austin Collins say? I have a feeling that Jay-Z's face jeans are about to really hit Blue Ivy, and I feel so sorry for her.
Oh, Jay-Z's face jeans?
Yeah.
Like the way he looks?
Yeah, yeah. And then on top of that, he also said she'll just get plastic surgery at 16. A la Kylie Jenner, and we'll all have to pretend that she always looked that way.
Wow, the Kylie Jenner plastic surgery?
Yeah, and then that was another journalist, too. That was two journalists from Vanity Fair.
Picking up Blue Ivy.
Yeah, but come on. She's
stay away
she's
from
7 years old. Come on, guys.
I say stay away from the single digits.
Yeah, come on. Stay.
If she was 10, it's different.
Oh, stop. Come on,
well, she's
Jeff,
7 years
on.
7 years old picking on the way a 7-year-old
come
looks?
Come on, she's a baby.
It's
come
more
on.
Of a hit at the father,
yeah.
Really, than anything, right?
You think so?
Yeah, because people just universally think Jay-Z is not a very attractive man.
Well, it doesn't matter, you know that, but it's just, you know.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Carolina.
You know, the guy's a billionaire, so.
Some people might not think I am really handsome.
Yes, honey.
Somehow you do. I don't know how the hell this works.
Jeff, so did you see over the weekend there was a survey going on about your favorite, what's the best Subway seat to sit on the Subway?
I did see the story. The story was floating all over the place, yes.
So what was the outcome, though? What is the best seat?
The one that doesn't have vomit on it. The one that doesn't have someone else's duty on it.
No, so number one seat, what, Jeff, was the one closest to the door.
To the door, yeah.
And so that has the pole. Yeah. That's the number one seat.
That's so you can get out the moment someone nutty comes in.
First of all, can I tell you something? I was on the Long Island Railroad yesterday,
right.
And I had a man. I won't say what race he was.
Thank you. Great.
No, I won't
racist.
Say. Yeah. No, but I was like, he kept staring at me.
White guy? White guy.
No, it wasn't a white guy. He could have been a white guy. Yeah, what am I saying? Yeah. But he had his long beard. He kept staring at me. And I got a little nervous on the train.
Really?
Yep. Kept turning around to look at me.
Excuse me, can you hold my bum?
He had a big, it could have been a violin. It's huge.
A big case?
Yeah, big case.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous.
I know, right after Trump, you know, drone that Iranian guy makes you nervous, right?
Yeah.
I think they might want to retaliate.
Jeff, I don't understand that. So what's going on with that? Could you explain to me in like one, two, three?
No,
don't dwell on it, but just let me know what happened.
Well, this Iranian general is apparently a very threatening guy, according to some U.S. officials.
Is this the one they killed?
Yes, this guy has killed, he's plotted deaths of Americans and apparently been responsible for some attacks on Americans.
Okay.
So, and Trump says that they had information from the CIA that this guy was plotting more deaths of Americans.
Okay.
So therefore, he wasn't even in Iran, he was in Iraq. At the Baghdad airport in Iraq, and Trump decided to give the order on New Year's Eve, by the way, at Mar-a-Lago. Trump gave the order from Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve to drone this guy. And did you see his car, the way they blew his car?
Yeah, I saw that. And then the wife also, she wants retaliation, you know that? Yeah. So what's the
deal? The car looked like a new Hyundai. It looked so bad. Oh, that joke didn't go over. You're not even laughing.
I didn't get it.
Oh, my God.
I did not get it. Are we getting a new car? Are we getting a Hyundai?
Yeah, Hyundai. Oh, no.
Hey, listen, Jeff, what else is going on?
No, listen.
Listen. So
Trump gave the order to blow this guy, but now they say the world's in a less. Some people say the world's a less safe place and they're going to retaliate. Some people say it doesn't really matter. But did you see how many people came out in the streets in Iran for this guy yesterday?
Yeah.
Like a million.
Yeah, a lot of people came out. He's one of loved men.
Well, I just think he was a leader in their country. So, you know, he was a leader in the military. So people come out when you get iced.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get blown up.
By the way, so let's go from some sad news to some happy
nonsense.
News. How to get paid to visit Disney World and Universal Studios for 3 weeks.
Really?
So,
how?
There is a company that's asking, do you love theme parks? Is riding the biggest, tallest, and fastest roller coaster your kind of relaxing vacation? If so, then you've come to the right place. A new job listing that has popped up that will have you visiting two of the world's biggest theme parks for 3 weeks, and they're going to pay for it. You have to apply. It's called the UK travel agency Ocean Florida, seeking a Florida theme park tester to experience Walt Disney World and Universal Studios for 3 weeks. Everything is paid.
A theme park tester.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good job.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a full-time job.
But it's one of these things, like, they're hiring one person, right?
Oh, it's hiring one person, yeah.
And how many people can apply for that?
Oh, look, a million people.
Like a million people can apply for that.
A million
people. Your chance to get in that, you may as well win the lottery. Speaking of which, I won the lottery, right?
You won $100.
I won $100 on a scratch-off.
Yep.
That's not bad. I had another...
You had a good story about, you said there's a list now
of
felonies that used to land you in jail that will actually not land you in jail anymore.
Right.
Now with what is it, Cuomo?
The New York bail, the bail reform law in New York. There's this bail reform law.
Before you go on with that, how does bail work? Let's just say I go to jail, okay, Jeff? And then let's just say I was smoking pot in a corner and I go to jail. Or even something worse than that, okay? Let's just say it was, anyway, whatever.
Right.
But they post a $20,000 bail. What does that mean exactly?
It means you come up with $20,000 from a bail bondsman, you give it to them, and you're allowed to get out.
Where
and
do
walk
I get
around.
$20,000 from?
Well, that's the whole point. You get it from your friends and neighbors, and you get it from a bail bondsman, I guess, right?
What is exactly a bail bondsman? They lend you the money, and then you got to pay back, or
yeah,
what?
Of course.
Okay.
And you fly the coop, and then you know, I'm sure they make money back on it. Anyway, so what they did was, in other words, cash bail. They're eliminating cash bail in many cases for a whole list of crimes. I was trying to find a list of crimes. You would not believe the list, to be honest with you. It's just insane. Hold on. Wait a second.
I just had it
seconds ago.
You did?
Yeah. Go ahead.
While you're trying to find that, this is a cute story. Indiana couple welcomes twins born in different decades. So this Indiana couple had Dawn Gilliam and Jason Tello thought it would be pretty cool if their twins had different birthdays. Different birthdays because they were born in different decades, Jeff. One was born in 2019, one was born in 2020.
Seconds apart.
That's pretty funny, isn't that, though? I think that was...
So they're giving them different birthdays?
So one of the babies was born at 11:37 p.m. on December 31st, your birthday.
Right.
The second baby, was born 30 minutes later.
Oh, it's a half an hour. Wow.
Yeah. 12:07, January 1st, 2020.
That's a big difference.
Half an hour later. I thought twins are normally seconds away.
Usually, like minutes or seconds. Bail is a method to ensure people return to court that requires defendants to post cash or a bond, which they forfeit if they fail to show for the proceedings. Since the 1970s, New York judges have been able to consider only the risk of flight in setting bail, not public safety. So, in other words, like, there's a whole list of crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Among them, I'll give you an example. There's a guy the other day they arrested who was peeping with his iPhone. He was taping his neighbor. He was up on a ladder.
Yeah.
Like in the movie Animal House. He was taping his neighbor naked, like showering.
Yeah.
And by the way, it looks like he got beat up by the police or he fell off the ladder.
Did he really?
He had a big black eye.
Oh, wow.
In his mugshot. Anyhow, they couldn't hold him. That's one of the crimes that he was released.
Really?
Yeah, he did not get bail.
But you know what? Prior to that, I mean, maybe months ago, that you would have been in jail, right?
Oh my God! There's like it's nuts what they did.
What other lists?
Hold on, I'm going to show you right now. What other crimes?
Yeah, what other crimes, Jeff? Because you mentioned to me the other day a couple of them. Now you don't know.
Hmm. I do. Mm. Well, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. All right.
All yes, right. We thought 2020 was going to change. No,
don't
it hasn't.
Don't worry, it has changed.
Mm-hmm. Pier 1 to close 450 stores and may file for Chapter 11.
I know, doesn't that suck?
Yeah, that really does suck, especially now that I just got a Pier 1 credit card to mail.
Pier 1 credit card.
Oh my God, now they're going to shut down.
That's crazy.
What does that mean, though? If you charge something, Jeff, and something closes down, does that mean you don't have to pay?
No. The bank that owns the credit card is still going to want your money.
Oh, okay. Forget that then. All right. Go ahead. What else?
Let's see. There's people like if you assault somebody, apparently, some of the assault charges, you can still get out of jail and wander around.
Okay.
It's nuts.
Well, what's the list? Tell me.
Why are you putting me on the spot? I'm just telling you.
You told me the other day the whole list. You said, how about this? I'm like, Jeff, get that ready.
I saved it on the iPhone.
If anybody cares, Victoria's Secret just now, a survey just came out. Victoria's Secret models are getting thinner by the minute.
I saw that, like much thinner.
Pat Sajak's daughter came out. Her name is Maggie. She came out to be the letter turner while Pat Sajak is recuperating from heart surgery.
Forgery, possession of marijuana, possession with intent to deliver marijuana, prostitution, providing false ID to law enforcement, retail theft, resisting arrest, receiving stolen property, theft by deception or false impression, trademark counterfeiting, trespassing, unlawful purchase of a controlled substance, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, driving under the influence.
That would land you in jail. Now
no.
It's just not. Now what?
No
what,
longer
what,
required.
What do you get slapped in a hand or what?
You go to court and they say, "Listen,
don't do it again.
You look nice. No, come back on January 38th, 31st.
That's it.
Where'd I come up with 38?
That's the
bail is to bail is like you get out of jail. And then you come back at a certain date, but you've given them money to make sure you come back.
Wow.
You know how when we go to that supermarket and there's a, you put a quarter in to take your shopping cart?
Yeah, yeah.
The lock?
Mm-hmm.
Well, most people don't leave their shopping cart in the parking lot, right?
No.
They actually come back.
Yeah.
To get the quarter.
I've actually left in the parking lot because sometimes I still
you
feel
like. You forfeited 25 cents?
Yeah, I don't feel like being bothered. I'm like, let somebody else have it.
But,
and then right away, I see somebody come up and grab my cart.
How about $10,000 with bail?
Oh. Hmm?
Would you forfeit $10,000?
No.
Well, that's what this is. That's what you'd come back, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
of
now
course.
Some of these people who do minor crimes have no incentive to come back because they figure, screw it, you know?
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to come back.
Wow.
Cuomo built nice bridges, but this might be insanity.
No, nobody can veto that, Jeff?
Well, they said now they're gonna make some changes to it.
Oh, okay. They got to tweak that, right?
Yeah.
So listen, almost every restaurant now is coming up with meatless versions of their, you know, whatever on their menu, right?
Yeah.
So guess who is next in line now to offer a meatless version of their chicken wing?
The meatless version of their chicken wing.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
No.
Popeyes.
What does my mom love?
KFC.
My no. Hooters.
Hooters.
My mom loves Hooters.
Hooters
has it just introduced a vegetarian version of their boneless chicken wings, a meatless recreation of the nuggets that Hooters girls couldn't even differentiate from the original wings.
Really?
Yep.
Hooters girls can't differentiate a lot of things. And I really could care less if they could differentiate anything.
Just wear
those orange shorts, honey.
High Times magazine wants to now focus more on cannabis distribution. They're not doing too well as a magazine.
So, a lot of magazines aren't doing well because they're magazines.
Yeah, so now they want to, focus more on marijuana cannabis distribution, I should say.
What was more fun when pot was illegal to just get to read High Times?
Now it's not, right?
Now it's legal everywhere. I mean, they legalized pot in Illinois the other day.
By the way, so yesterday, Jeff, you know what's trending?
What?
There's a new machine. You know how we have our Keurig machine? It's, you put a pot in it and
yes.
coffee comes out.
Yes.
There's now one that's called DrinkWorks.
Okay, they've been advertising it on my radio station for
oh,
months.
Oh, really?
But I knew about this years ago.
So now it's just trending, though. All over. I just saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
You put a pot in of the drink that you want to make.
Yeah.
Jeff, I was like, wow, how much does that machine cost?
Do they have wine pods?
Yeah, now they have margaritas.
I know.
They have no wine pods, unfortunately.
Are you sure?
Positive. I was like, I better get involved in this.
Wouldn't that be great, Caroline, if there could be a machine where you could put grapes in and wait 6 minutes? And it would make them taste terrible and then spit out a glass of horrible-tasting grape juice for you. I'm not a wine fan.
By the way, what was...
I don't get the wine thing. It tastes like sour grape
juice. Oh, I love wine. I can't drink red anymore because it gives me massive headaches. Pinot Grigio is the only thing that doesn't give me headaches. But that's starting to change a little bit now.
Nice.
I don't know. Maybe it's something in the wine or something.
Nice.
Hey, Jeff, look at this, Jeff. You know what was the number one thing trending for men at the Golden Globes?
By the way, they ate a vegan meal there.
Yes, the first time ever. You know, Joaquin Phoenix was like...
Right.
He even said something on stage when he accepted his award.
Yeah.
I love Joaquin Phoenix, but he's a little crazy, right?
Oh, he's crazy.
He's crazy.
Who's more crazy, him or Matthew McConaughey? All right.
Male art and manicures were trending among men at the Golden Globes.
Male manicures?
Yes, male manicures.
Well, yeah, I told you. I read that book from that guy who was recovering from drug abuse years ago, Todd. I forget his last name.
But you're going too today, right, to get your manicure?
Yeah, but Todd said that his mother taught him at age 12, no women want to see your nasty nails. So
That's true.
Yeah, so he said he was told from a young age that it wasn't like a feminine thing to get your nails done. It was very important to get your nails done.
That's so true. Because, Jeff, can I tell you something?
Because in the future, son, I'll tell Jackson, you will not get laid, Jackson, unless you have nice nails.
Oh, gosh. Hey, guys.
No matter how cute you are, Jackson.
If you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Carrillo. Guys, we're back. Okay, we're back. We're going to try to record 3 to 4 times a week, Jeff. Does that sound,
At least three.
Okay.
Don't forget, Jackson, no fat chicks, no dogs.
Oh, that's not nice. Seriously not. Don't even listen to him. Okay.
Listen, I'm a hypocrite because you know what?
When you dated me, I was fat.
I wasn't even talking about you.
Wait, I was fat when you dated me.
I dated fat chicks and dogs.
Yeah, okay.
But you were never a dog.
You didn't.
I definitely dated some dogs.
All right, guys, we love you. We're out of here. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
What do you mean we're out of here? At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter. The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook. Hey, if you like this show and I post about the podcast, search me out and then forward it to your friends and tell your friends. Because we're back with more podcasts in 2020. Where Beam will join us sometimes. All right, no long goodbyes, but if you want to get in touch, 516-637-3254. T-shirts will go out this week when I get my bonus. Are you giving me a bonus this year?
No.
No, no bonus. All right, you try. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. Happy New Year again, all right? That's the last time you hear that, I guess. By the way, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. She's Carolina. I'm Jeff. And the Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.